This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India has strongly condemned the remarks of Pakistani Army Chief Asim Munir on potential nuclear threat. In a statement, spokesperson of the Minister of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, has said that India has already made it clear that it will not give in to any nuclear blackmail. He said that New Delhi will continue to take all steps necessary to safeguard its national security. The statement said that nuclear saber rattling is Pakistan's stock in trade and expressed regret that such remarks were made from the soil of a friendly third country. It also warned the international community to draw its own conclusions on the irresponsibility inherent in these remarks, which also amplify long-standing concerns about the integrity of Pakistan's nuclear command and control, especially given the military's close ties with terrorist groups. The Election Commission has rejected claims of political parties, including Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, RJD, on Special Intensive Revision, SIR. In a series of fact checks on social media, the poll body said that pure electoral rolls strengthen democracy. It also shared all documents related to SIR and its key findings of the enumeration phase. The commission also shared its daily bulletins related to SIR in Bihar. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has said that India can become an energy exporting nation if the production and use of biofuels and green hydrogen are increased. Mr. Gadkari was speaking at the inauguration of the Bioverse initiative in Pune yesterday to mark World Biofuel Day. The minister said that biofuel revolution will play a crucial role in reducing imports and boosting the rural economy. He also stressed the need for more research into producing clean fuels like green hydrogen from agricultural producers.
मैंने कहा हमारे यहाँ सब शुगर फैक्ट्री वालों को बॉयलर में बगास जलाने के बजाय बगास से सीएनजी बनाओ बायो डाइजेस्टर में डालकर और सीएनजी के बजाय अगर आगे चल जाए तो हाइड्रोजन बनाओ. हमने अभी रिसेंटली हाइड्रोजन का पायलट प्रोजेक्ट शुरू किया 10 रूट पर. तो हाइड्रोजन इज अ फ्यूल फॉर द फ्यूचर और हाइड्रोजन के कारण जो ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन है मुझे लगता है कि हमारे देश की तस्वीर बदल जाएगी.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate a two-day All India Speakers Conference on the 24th of this month at the Delhi Assembly in the National Capital. The conference has been organized to commemorate the centenary year of Vitthal Bhai Patel assuming the office of Speaker of the Central Legislative Assembly as the first elected Speaker in the country. Aadhaar phase authentication system has hit a major milestone, crossing 200 crore transactions as of August 10, 2025. The number of transactions doubled from 100 crore to 200 crore in just 6 months. Speaking on the achievement, the CEO of UIDAI, Bhubnesh Kumar, said, reaching 200 crore Aadhaar face authentication transactions in such a short time underlines the trust and confidence that both residents and service providers have in Aadhaar's secure, inclusive and innovative authentication ecosystem. He said that the journey itself is a testament to its scalability and the country's digital readiness. The Delhi government has welcomed the Supreme Court's order to control the menace of dog bites and rabies in the Delhi NCR by catching, sterilizing and relocating stray dogs permanently to shelters. Earlier, the Supreme Court issued strong directions to control the menace of dog bites and rabies in the National Capital Territory of Delhi to immediately catch and sterilize stray dogs and relocate them permanently to shelters. The World Elephant Day has been celebrated on the 12th of August every year for protecting and preserving one of the most magnificent creatures on earth. The national celebration of World Elephant Day 2025 will be held in Coimbatore, Tamil Nadu today. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Odisha and Uttarakhand today. Meanwhile, several parts of the National Capital Region experienced heavy rainfall this morning. In Wushu, India's Namrata Batra is set to face Mengyu Chen of China in the women's 52-kilogram final at the World Games 2025 in Chengdu, China this evening. The much-anticipated gold medal match is scheduled to begin at 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Namrata made history by reaching the final after defeating the Philippines' Crisan Faith Collado 2-0 yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.